This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, lovely. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory, and we are the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, a podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We started this podcast to give you gorgeous grammar and fabulous vocabulary for your high IELTS score.
Your bad 9 score. Maria, you're dressed like you're already famous.
I am famous.
Oh, I love your taste in clothes. It's so good.
Let's talk about clothes. Clothes.
Nice.
Rory, do we have our Christmas New Year sale?
We do. We have a sale.
Dear listener, if you wanted to buy our premium episodes, our extra writing episodes, our phrase verb course, go to the link which is in the description. It's a huge sale. Go now. What clothes do you like to wear?
Well, I think I have a pretty fixed style, to be honest with you. It's always like jeans and a dark t-shirt and my slip-ons. I think that consistency lets me focus on other things.
What clothes do you never wear?
Well, women's clothes, probably. I don't think I could pull off a dress or a skirt as well as you could, for example. I don't have the legs for it, and I'd probably look rather unhinged, to be honest with you.
Do you wear the same clothes on weekdays and weekends?
I think so. Like I said, my signature look is basically jeans and a dark t-shirt, although occasionally I branch out into other colours.
What colour of clothes do you like?
I know it's a shade, but I really like black, especially for shirts. I just think it looks better on me. Occasionally I wear brighter colours, just to change things up or to mark a special occasion. Oh, and I like the multicoloured pattern or the tartan on my kilt.
Do you spend a lot of time choosing clothes?
Well, unsurprisingly for someone who wears the same thing all the time, no. I like to go in, pick a few of the same thing, and get out again. Some people revel in this experience of shopping, but I have better things to do. In my opinion, it's just not my thing.
If you want to prepare for speaking part 2 and 3, we have our premium episodes for you, where Rory and I give you gorgeous grammar and more vocabulary about fresh speaking part 2 and 3 topics. This week on our premium, Rory is talking about a time he gave advice to somebody, and in speaking part 3, we discuss advice in general. The link is in the description. Right, so a fixed style, dear listener. I have a fixed style, so my style is fixed. The style of clothes I wear, and Rory usually wears black, so I have a fixed style. I always wear either jeans or trousers. I wear either t-shirts or dresses, okay? And Rory gave us like jeans, shorts like not trousers, but short shorts, a black shirt or a t-shirt, and slip-ons. So what are slip-ons?
Slip-ons are a kind of shoe. You just slip them on. You can see there are no laces to tie. The laces are elasticated, which means that they stretch with the shape of your foot or the size of your foot. And I find them much easier to put on than tying my shoes.
Slip-ons are easy to put on. They are not flip-flops that you usually wear on the beach, like slip-ons, like trainers. Like, it's easier to put them on. So the consistency. So Rory is consistent in his style. So he wears black t-shirts all the time, consistently, okay? So the consistency is important. You can also say, I always wear socks or underwear or hoodies, different hoodies, you know, like with a thingy, which are quite popular. So if you're a woman, you can say that I never wear men's clothes. If you're a man, you can say, well, I never wear women's clothes. And then you can say, I don't think I can pull off a dress. So pull off a dress. So I don't think I can wear a dress.
Yes. So if you can pull something off in terms of clothes, then you talk about it both taking off the clothes, but you also can use it to talk about wearing them successfully. So for example, I couldn't pull off a dress because I don't have the legs for it. I'm not showing you my legs. This is not the kind of channel that we are. However, it's not something that lets me wear something like a dress successfully. Also, dresses are not for people like me.
I don't think I can pull off a jacket, trousers, like a proper suit. Or I don't think I can pull off a short skirt, for example, right? So I don't think I can wear and look good in these clothes. It would probably look rather unhinged. Unhinged? Mentally ill?
Well, I would prefer to say crazy. But yes, if you're unhinged, then you don't have a great grasp on reality, and perhaps you behave in an extremely eccentric or unusual way. So, for example, if I was to show up to a recording wearing a dress, that would be rather unhinged.
Sometimes I think my mother is a little bit unhinged. So she's a little bit crazy, yeah? Can people be unhinged or like what?
People can be unhinged, and usually unhinged is used to describe how people behave. So this is like really unhinged behavior, or you're very unhinged today. This whole display of clothes for someone who does not wear lots of different kinds of clothes is a bit unhinged.
Also, dear listener, you can throw in some topic-specific vocabulary. For example, I never wear neon colors, you know, like this bright neon colors, like toxic green. Like, I never wear skinny jeans, like very tight jeans. Or I never wear too short skirts or dresses, short dresses. Chanel bags. No, I never wear Chanel bags or Gucci bags. Or I never wear leather jackets because, well, I don't enjoy genuine leather, so I don't wear leather jackets.
I used to wear leather jackets all the time. Maria will remember from my days in Moscow.
Also, you can say, like, I never wear large logos on my clothes. You know, like, there's a t-shirt and a Gucci right here. And you can say, like, well, I'm not a walking billboard, so I don't like wearing large logos on my clothes. My signature look is basically jeans and t-shirts.
So if it's something as your signature look, it's something that's really associated with you as a person. So usually it would be something more noticeable. However, for me, it's something that is rather consistent. So every time you see me, I'm usually wearing this hoodie. And if I'm not, then I'm wearing something dark.
Occasionally, sometimes I branch out, okay, into other colors. So I usually wear black, but sometimes I branch out and I wear orange or white or red. So I branch out.
Try different things. Branch out.
I try different things. I branch out into different clothes, like dresses, short skirts, shorts.
Perhaps different colors if I'm feeling very risky.
I prefer wearing oversized t-shirts or oversized sweaters. They are quite trendy now. So oversized, you know, like this is quite, you know, oversized sweaters at home. Or sometimes I branch out into sandals, right? And different shoes. So sandals or like a leather sandals, for example. What do we say about colors? I prefer bright color of clothes. Clothes color.
I prefer, bright colored clothing or just bright colors on my clothes. Or bright clothes.
Bright colors. I prefer bright colors on my clothes. Or I prefer dark colors on my clothes. You said that it's a shade, but black is a color. Why do you say it's a shade?
Black is a shade, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, but normally we just say like a black color, green, like red, they're all colors. I wear brighter colors to mark special occasions. Occasions like events, for example, my birthday, some holidays. So to mark a special occasion. So it's my birthday, I will celebrate, I wear brighter colors. And to change things up. So I sometimes wear brighter colors to change things up. You also said that you prefer multicolored patterns.
On my kilt, yes. But in general, for me and my clothes, no.
And if it's like white, just everything white, it's plain. I prefer plain colors, right?
Yes. Or I guess, well, No, that would be it. Just plain white. The fact that it's plain means it has no markings or anything on it.
Also, dear listener, you can say that I prefer pinks or oranges in summer. So pinks, like I prefer pink colors. And in winter, I prefer browns. Also, dear listener, you can say that in summer, I prefer reds or oranges, like orange colors. And in autumn, I prefer browns, like brown colors. So we can say reds, browns, grays, meaning gray colors, like different shades of gray. Okay. You can say I prefer sea blues, the colors of blue sea, like purples, purple colors, right? And in different seasons, you can prefer different colors. Also, you can say I prefer warm colors, like orange, yellow, or cool colors, like blue, green, or purple, or neutral colors. I prefer neutral colors, black, white, gray, or brown.
I'm finding out so much right now. I don't know what any of these things are.
Or you can show off your super vocabulary and say, I prefer turquoise color. Turquoise, the color of the sea, kind of like bluish, greenish kind of thing. Also, you can say, I prefer emerald green dresses or emerald green t-shirts. This like green, but like emerald green that they have in Ireland. This green, green, green. Google, okay? Turquoise and emerald green. Rory loves to go in, pick out a few items of clothes and get out.
I'm very easy to go shopping with because I just go, take and do, and that's all.
What's revel? You said something that...
Some people really revel in the shopping experience, but that means that they just really enjoy it a lot. So they're like, in the moment, yes, I'm having a great time shopping. That is my personal vision of hell, however. Other people are different to me, and they enjoy being around all the different choices and the process they go through to make it. I would rather not do that.
Yeah, I'd rather not spend a lot of time on shopping, But if I enjoy spending time on shopping, what do I say? Like, I love retail therapy. I love shopping. I love picking out different outfits. Outfits like clothes, right? Different clothing items.
I think outfits are the combination of different clothes together.
All right, we're ready for the joke. Dear listener, I'm ready for the joke. The joke is about Batman.
Oh, okay.
So, dear listener, we can say clothes or clothing. Okay, so like a dark clothing, like dark clothes. So the joke is about Batman. And we're not talking about is Batman a superhero or not, because he is definitely a superhero.
Allegedly.
Why does Batman wear dark clothing? Because Batman...
Because he's a detective.
Rory, you don't answer freaking questions. I answer the questions. Off. Okay, once again, Dillis. Why does Batman wear dark clothing? Because Batman doesn't want to get shot. Why does Robin wear bright clothing? Because Batman doesn't want to get shot.
Whoa, that is dark. That's a dark joke.
Oh, come on, it's funny. You get it, dear listener? You get it? Tell me you get it, right? So bright clothing. Batman is dark. He's hiding in the darkness, but Robin is like, hey! So they will shoot Robin, but not Batman. Okay. Thank you for listening. Hugs and love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What clothes do you like to wear?
Well, I think I have a pretty fixed style, to be honest with you. It's always like jeans and the dark t-shirts and my slip-ons. I think that consistency lets me focus on other things.
What clothes do you never wear?
Well, women's clothes, probably. I don't think I could pull off a dress or a skirt as well as you could, for example. I don't have the legs for it, and I'd probably look rather unhinged, to be honest with you.
Do you wear the same clothes on weekdays and weekends?
I think so. Like I said, my signature look is basically jeans and a dark t-shirt, although occasionally I branch out into other colours.
What colour of clothes do you like?
I know it's a shade, but I really like black, especially for shirts. I just think it looks better on me. Occasionally I wear brighter colours, just to change things up or to mark a special occasion. Oh, and I like the multicolored pattern or the tartan on my kilt.
Do you spend a lot of time choosing clothes?
Well, unsurprisingly, for someone who wears the same thing all the time, no. I like to go in, pick a few of the same thing, and get out again. Some people revel in this experience of shopping, but I have better things to do. In my opinion, it's just not my thing.